This is Senator Al Simpson. This month, America celebrates the 30th birthday of a great program that even Ted Kennedy and I can agree on, the Peace Corps. In a moment, he and I will face off. Ted, three decades ago, your brother Jack gave vision to a program that helps Americans to serve their own country by serving mankind overseas. Since 1961, over 130,000 Americans have answered that humanitarian call, building schools, teaching children, sharing U.S. technology with the third world. Right today, more than 6,000 volunteers are serving in over 80 nations, ranging from Botswana to Poland. Ted, the Peace Corps crosses all party lines with a philosophy that all of us agree on, that the personal human touch can build a better world. Join me in celebrating the Peace Corps' anniversary and work with us to encourage a whole new generation of Americans to keep this noble dream alive.
Nice words, Al. A welcome change from your isolationist view of the world. In a sense, the Peace Corps internationalized America. It was one of the best new ideas of President Kennedy's New Frontier. We couldn't go back to Fortress America now, Al, even if you wanted to. President Kennedy knew that sometimes he might have to send in the Marine Corps, but he always knew that he would rather send in the Peace Corps. From the beginning, it was a two-way street. Volunteers got back more than they gave. A new generation of Americans acquired a deeper understanding of the world. Former Peace Corps volunteers are now serving in Congress and the executive branch, as ambassadors and diplomats, as educators, healthcare workers, teachers, and in business. They've become outstanding leaders in many fields. The Peace Corps has had a great 30 years, Al, and may the next 30 years be even greater than the first. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the Bush administration's distressing habit of rubbing salt in the nation's wounds on race. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.